B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, so Brian and I were just talking. Good morning, LBF.
Good morning.
Brian and I were just talking about the Jets played the Browns last night, and they're on their third string quarterback now?
Yeah, so we play the Jets this coming week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, their starting quarterback, Sam Darnold, is out with mono, you know, the kissing
disease.
Oh,
right, yes.
For, like, 4 to 6 weeks.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So their backup QB was in last night.
What happened?
He went out with an ankle injury that was pretty gruesome.
Oh.
Those you can't. Do you guys watch those when they do the
no.
reruns?
Oh, yeah.
You like?
I watched it over and over.
Ever
again.
Since they showed that play-by-play with Joe Theismann.
Yeah, that's the worst break of all time.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not into that.
I don't think I could do play-by-play because of that. Because they now with the cameras, they reverse it. Flip it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when
slow it down.
When the guy from the Celtics broke his ankle.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
So, well, there you
I didn't watch that one.
You didn't watch that one.
Oh, you didn't.
When it's yours, you don't watch it.
Okay.
No.
Right?
But yeah, so.
When it's somebody else's.
So Trevor Siemian went out last night. And then,
oh, that was him?
Yep.
Oh.
And then Luke Falk, their like rookie third string QB, came in. They lost.
Well, the reason I bring it up is that's who we play next Sunday.
Yeah.
So the Jets.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not even fair.
Well, maybe it's like in, you know, when they bring like 42nd Street, that musical where they bring out the ingenue because the other girl's sick.
Okay.
I'm going to put my tap shoes on and watch the Jets.
Okay. Or we spot them 25 points is, I think, what we do. So it's, yeah, that's going to be, I like a little more, the season's going to be, you know, 3-0 before we know it. And we haven't had a sweat yet.
So I know, but now you've just jinxed it.
Okay,
so
well, I hope I did.
Hey,
hey, did you hear the news?
What?
No, I mean Huey Lewis in the news.
Oh.
Yeah. They are your 80s artists of the day.
I love Huey Lewis in the news.
Huey Lewis in the news, yeah. So we're going to play Huey Lewis and the news just after 8 o'clock. That's your shot at $1,000 five times today with the 80s artists of the day.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Okay, it is sponsored by the United States Census Bureau. If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community. Here's the first cool thing. LBF, do you drink tea?
I do. I just started.
Oh, okay, just start. Well, good. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Here's why. Scientists say that drinking just a cup of tea a day is super good for your brain. Yes. They did a study.
It's not kicking in yet.
No. You got to keep drinking. So they had these people that take, they drank tea every day, and they found that whether it was green, black, or oolong. Oolong's good. Try that.
Okay.
Yeah. They had did better on their cognitive test and MRI scans that were taken later. So just drinking a cup of tea a day is good for your brain health.
That makes sense because my grandmother was Scottish and mm-hmm. she lived until she was 87 and she was whip smart.
And she drank tea probably
every day.
There
yes.
you go. Mm-hmm. So at least one cup a day. It's also good for staving off type 2 diabetes. So there
okay.
you have it.
All right.
Pour
good
a
to
cup.
Know. That's
what
good.
Got? What do you got?
Well, staving off diabetes is on my bucket list.
Okay. What else?
The common things on people's bucket list. You know, people like you. Know, it's always surprising to find out what people put on their bucket list. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's kind of an insight into their soul. But they have a list of, you know, the top five things that people want to achieve before.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Death
before the ultimate bucket.
You kick
the bucket. That's why they call
so
it.
So one. Number five is personal and creative things like writing a book or making up with an estranged family member.
Yeah.
Those are two totally different things.
We're not
by
writing
the way.
A book. No. That was a tie, right?
Okay. Finding your soulmate and watching your kids get married is number four.
Okay.
Activities like skydiving or swimming with dolphins. Now, I've swum.
Yeah.
With dolphins?
Is swum a word?
I don't know.
Is that past tense? I swam with dolphins.
I swam with dolphins once upon a time.
I wonder, is swum a word? I don't, look that up, Cody.
Put that on my bucket list to find out the truth about swim and swum.
Yeah.
And that's fun, but I would never want to skydive.
Okay. No, I'm not. No. Why jump out of a perfectly fine plane?
Financial success and then number one. And I think this is pretty much everybody.
Financial success number two.
Yes. And number one is travel.
Travel on
the bucket
list.
Where would you like to go on your bucket list? What's the one place?
That's a good question. Australia seems like that'd be fun. New Zealand. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because
you gotta bring a big bucket.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be good. Or back to Italy. Sure.
I want to go to Vienna.
Yeah, for the sausages. They're good. Yeah. Okay. Why not? They give you little cans.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, good to know. All right. Well, then that's another reason to put it on my bucket list.
Yeah, small bucket. And lastly, the cool things you need to know. This makes sense.
Okay.
LBF. Always, always eat before a big decision. A study finds you make bad decisions on an empty stomach.
Which is why you should never diet before you get married.
Never. Yes. See, that's what it is.
See?
Yeah.
You're just not making good decisions on an empty stomach.
Right? Going back to Scotland with your grandmother, that's where they did the study. You make bad decisions on an empty stomach. Researchers found that when people are hungry, it made them more impatient. They wound up making dumber, more impulsive decisions.
It's true. People are not happy when they're hungry.
Mm-mm. So put off every decision till after lunch.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
No problem.
There you go. That's three pretty cool things we think you should know. Hey, Billy was just at Fenway the other day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Saturday night.
It was great. I mean, it was all over my Facebook feed, my Instagram feed. Everyone loved it.
Yeah.
Everybody was there except me.
Well, right. Brian was there. He was saying that Billy said, this was funny. Billy said, you know, everybody comes out and does all their new music for you and, you know, and their new albums. Nope, you're just going to get the same old crap from me. So that's good.
Thanks, Billy.
All right. So, Cody, is swum a word?
Swum is a word.
You were right. You swum with dolphins.
I swum with dolphins.
How nice is that? All right.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF today. Brian's out for a few. He'll be back later on, I guess, or maybe tomorrow.
Yes, for sure.
Things to take care of. So this weekend I saw on your Instagram and Facebook that you were out with your husband, Dave, at a racetrack or a test track or what was going
on? So for his birthday, I got him a Ferrari. I got him seven laps of a Ferrari.
Oh, you got him a seven. That's
and we drove like almost 2 hours and stood out kind of in the rain.
I think Dave's there right
there.
Yes. There you go. Okay. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Or should I call you Mario?
Mario Andretti.
Mario Falcone.
Not quite.
Not quite. All right.
I like to think of myself that way.
It feels that way sometimes in the passenger seat. Trust
me.
So we drove up. Lucy, Dave, and I drove up to Loudoun, which was the racetrack. And so we get there, and we have to wait for like an hour because one of the cars, the transmission blew out, so there was a backup.
The Audi blew a transmission.
Oh, you wanted the Ferrari
we had the Ferrari anyway.
Right. Yeah. So you bought the Ferrari.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
And so then we get there, and we're waiting like an hour. It's in a parking lot. It's not on a track. They make a track out of like cones. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, my God, this might be a disaster. We're waiting a while. It might rain. It might do all this other stuff. And finally, Dave gets his turn.
Uh-huh.
As it's starting to rain.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh,
well,
my God.
Well, that's cool. It's slippery, right?
Yeah,
it's
well,
fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's slick. It's sideways.
Yeah.
So, and he was in the car for, like, a sum total of maybe 4 minutes. And
was
then,
that all it was?
Yes,
oh, my God.
4 minutes. And then.
You paid how much for 4 minutes?
Like $300 for
was
4 minutes.
I didn't even know how much.
Oh, you didn't know, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm like, oh, God, oh, God. He gets out of the car. And so the question is, Dave, was it worth the time and the money and everything?
Well, I just learned how much it cost, but I was still. Yeah, it was worth it. I mean, if you really love cars and love to drive, it was those 4 minutes were worth it. Yeah.
Wow.
He had this grin on all day long, like he was just so happy. But the problem is that now, ever since then, I've been sitting next to a person who is Googling how much are Ferraris?
Oh, really? Okay. There you go.
Because this car was...
How much is it?
Yeah. How much was that car? Yeah.
Brand, this particular model, the 458, it's $250,000. But, Bob, I found a good used one for like $149,000.
Well, how about that? How many miles on it, Dave?
I don't know. Yeah. Pretty low mileage.
That's pretty good. That's a bargain.
The question...
The question is, what if you're going to date, you know, a supermodel... How do you go back to, you know, the Taurus?
Yeah, it's like if your first date is a Victoria's Secret model, then, you know, everything else if everything else is terrible. This way is like now everything you drive is like a Ford Topaz.
Yeah,
is that the way it is? Did you get in your car and was like, whatever?
I miss the old Topaz.
Doubt it.
But anyway, yeah, it was fun, wasn't it?
What a good wife, though. That is really nice.
Yeah, that was LBS. Super nice. Super nice.
Dave, what kind of...
I got to tell you, this makeshift course out in the parking lot, when you're standing there watching, it doesn't look like much, but when you get in that car, it's a whole different world in there.
Do you know how fast you got up to?
I did. You can't even look at the speedometer. I have no idea.
Oh, because you're
like you're so
wheeling,
focused
right?
on what's in front of you and the
it's
road
like
and the turns and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I think he's going to do it again.
I don't know.
It's only $300.
Well, you know, just save up for the Ferrari, huh?
You know, it's kind of funny. What fantasy would you buy? Like, I can't think of anything I'd buy for my wife, a $300 fantasy.
Oh, my God.
What could I buy my wife that would give the thrill you gave Dave? Right?
A foot soak.
Right, yeah. Yes. We're not going there again, Dave. We're not talking about the foot soak. But seriously, guys are easy.
Yeah, guys are easy.
We're easy. Like, I want to drive a NASCAR around the track.
Right.
I'd love it. What do you want, LBF?
I want a nap.
Dave, she's easy. There you go.
That's
all. But anyway.
No, that's fine.
Go continue to Google
Ferraris.
Did
you think it was sexy when he was driving that off the wheels off that thing?
No, I was concerned. I was concerned that he'd like it too much.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was right.
And he did. Well, Mario did. Hey, Dave, have a great day. Well, I was just curious because I'll be able to tell my wife it's only $300.
Right.
Hey,
there you go.
And we'll go up there and do it next year together.
Yeah.
Have a great day, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Right.
Okay, bye. There you go.
I know.
That sounds like fun.
It was really, for people who love cars, it's a thrill. It's a thrill.
You know what they say? Once you've shown them the big city, you can't keep them back on the farm.
I know.
You know? So good luck with
that's
that.
That's why all my friends are non-attractive.
That's right. Keep them right on the farm.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Yeah, we do. It's brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. LBF, what do you got?
Okay, why you pay too much for Netflix, the Dancing with the Stars controversy, but first I want to mention that Rick Ocasek died of heart disease. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office yesterday said he died from hypertensive and cardiovascular disease. He had pulmonary emphysema and a lung disorder. He was recovering from an operation, and he was with his two sons. They were kind of lounging around and having TV, and Paula Porizkova came over and went to touch him, and she realized he was cold and had died.
Wow.
So she had posted something on her Instagram saying that, you know, that
was how it happened. He had emphysema too, right?
Yep.
I wonder if that was from smoking. I wonder if we know that. Because back in the day, he did smoke.
I
there
know.
Were pictures of him, you know, around
But he also
Boston.
Lived in New York. And I feel you're breathing in a lot of fumes there
could
too.
Be.
I don't know. I don't know. But that's what happened. It's still saying he's 75, even though
we think he's 70.
We think he's 70 because he was born in 1949. And it's Rick Ocasek, not Rick Ocasek. So I've been doing it wrong. Because apparently in an interview he had said...
Rick Ocasek, which wasn't his real name anyway.
Right, he changed it. So changed it to something unpronounceable. That's fun.
How about Rick Ocasek?
Anyway, all right, so Dancing with the Stars, and when I say stars, I put that in quotes because really, there's nobody who's a star on that show anymore. Mm-hmm. Should be called Dancing with the Scandal because there's always something. Christie Brinkley broke her wrist and her shoulder, and her daughter, Sailor, who is a model, stepped in for her, and she only had like 3 lessons, and she did pretty well.
Now,
she
that's looked, not Billy Joel's daughter. That's somebody
else.
That's
her second husband, the architect who likes young women.
Oh, the cheater.
The cheater. Terrible man.
Right, Sailor.
Yes.
Yes.
Sailor's,
Sailor's dead.
But Wendy Williams, the talk show host, would have none of it, and she threw out this sort of
shade.
Idea.
Uh-huh.
Christie Brinkley, she's 65. She fractured her shoulder and her wrist practicing over the weekend. Well, that looked fake as hell.
Wendy.
Let me tell you what I see. I don't see a wrist and a shoulder being fractured. But that was real cute. Listen, here's my thought, okay? I think what Christie did was she signed up for Dancing with the Stars knowing that she'd put her daughter Sailor in there. Now, you know, Sailor is beautiful. Sailor is a Sports Illustrated model. But that's not as big as being a Jenner, like a Kendall Jenner.
Oh, she's hyping her kid. That's like a momager, like mom manager.
Yeah.
I don't think.
What do you think? I mean, come on.
I mean, I like it. I like the idea. It's diabolical in a fun way.
She's 65. When supermodels, you might break something.
Exactly. I mean, come on. You know, your bones are tricky at that point.
She's maybe not drinking a lot of milk. You know.
Exactly. But anyway, it'll be fun to watch, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But I don't. Christy says. That's completely untrue, and shocked that Wendy
I'm going with Christie Brinkley.
Right. Yeah. And then finally, you pay too much for Netflix. You want to know why?
Yeah.
They just acquired worldwide rights to Seinfeld in a 5-year deal worth more than half a billion, with a B, billion dollars. And the deal ends Hulu has it now, but their deal ends in 2021, and then Netflix gets it for 5 years. They're paying a half a billion dollars for 5 years of Seinfeld.
Now, think about that. So, basically, that's work that was done 20 years ago. Yeah. You're still getting paid for it.
Oh, my God. He's getting paid tremendously
over
for
20
it.
Years ago.
It's almost immoral.
I think you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm never going to ever give up my Netflix subscription.
Or Seinfeld. Still the best show ever. But,
anyway.
Think about that. Yeah. He hasn't touched, I mean, 20-year-old.
No, he's making money when he sleeps.
That's like when we're done here in 20 years, someone's going to buy this show. Yeah. And give... No, they're not. Okay, no, that's fine.
I like that thought.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, yes, it's time for the People's Court. That's probably been taken, hasn't it?
I think maybe.
Okay.
I think maybe. I'm not sure.
Community court.
Another name
for it. All right, LBF, you love this story, and that scares me. Here's why. A woman in Florida, because it always happens in Florida, was upset with her boyfriend. He refused to pay for her return flight to New York. So I guess they had breakfast together, their last little breakfast. And she thought it would be fun revenge with his card to leave a $5,000 tip on a $55 bill. That's a 10,000% tip.
Yep.
Not recommended. So it took place in Clearwater, Florida. So the boyfriend filed a complaint charging that his card with his credit card company. But the cafe says, too late. We already gave the waitress a $5,000 tip.
What I love about this revenge story is it hurts the person it intends to hurt and helps an innocent bystander. That's what I love. And I love a good revenge
innocent
story.
Innocent bystander. You mean the waitress?
Yeah.
Ill-gotten goods.
Ill-gotten.
Of
$5, he probably deserved it.
You think so? So you're just automatically siding. It doesn't sound like a booty call gone bad. That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't know, but
he won't fly her back home. He flew her down, and he didn't want to pay for a return trip. So she thought a $5,000 tip was the way to go.
I mean, my only issue with it is that the revenge is best served cold.
Yeah.
So she was too hot at this point.
That
dish was hot because it was right away.
Yeah.
If she'd been a little more careful, she could have done it
LBF, let me say it one more time. A 10,000% tip.
But that's an amazing way to stick it to somebody.
That's bad.
I love revenge.
She's a 24-year-old girl. I'm going to show you. Is the camera on? It's not on. But LBF, there's this 24-year-old.
She has a very satisfied grin on.
What kind of eating grin is that?
Yeah,
would you
it
say?
Is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think that, I mean, my best revenge stories are usually made up like right before I fall asleep after some horrible day.
Yeah.
And then they never come to fruition.
That's right.
But they're just
you come to your senses.
So that's why I always give props to people who follow through.
That was in your face. All right, so here's the question to the judge and the jury today. Would you say the waitress should return a sizable portion of the $5,000 tip to the poor schmuck, or is it just, money that's gone?
I want to see this guy's rap sheet, like all the terrible things he's done to girlfriends, and then I would decide.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead. Call the show.
Call the ROR Morning Show now at 617-931-1057.
I want to know, should the waitress give back a good portion of the $5,000 tip, or it's over? It's his bad.
Okay.
What do you say? You say no, don't you?
I say no.
Wow. I think okay, 10,000 is a hefty tip. I think, maybe she should keep
500? It's totally illegal, but 500? I don't know.
Okay, give us a buzz. 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
1057 WROR.
That's what she said. Keep the change. Yeah.
Yes.
only $5,000 in a tip. So if you missed it, this story out of Florida, which just do Florida.
I know.
Right?
I get it.
This 24-year-old girl was upset her boyfriend wouldn't pay for her return trip to New York. So she had his credit card. She had breakfast, some bill for $55, and left a $5,000 tip to the waitress, who hasn't returned the $5,000
yet. It's been authorized. She's gone. She's...
All right. So you think it's justifiable tipping? I say it's a little excessive when you're at 10,000%. But, hey, I could be wrong. Cindy, what do you say? Should she return the tip? Cindy, should she return the tip?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I love it.
Good for her.
Why?
Why should she?
$5,000.
Let
this
me tell you
schmuck.
Something. I'm the voice of experience here.
Yeah.
My ex-husband, left me $17,000 in credit card debt.
Yep.
When we separated, I had to pay back every penny because it was in my name.
Right.
Right.
So why not? What the heck?
Right.
She proved her point. He left her stranded. She proved her point. The waitress got a bonus. It's good all the way around for me.
There you go.
I love it.
Keeper, LBF. You can send us lunch. I'd like to see who pays the bill.
There you go.
Thanks, Cindy. Kevin, what's your take?
I would say there's two sides to this, right? Obviously, it's an astronomical tip that anybody in the service industry, it should stand out. She shouldn't even authorize that. Be like, hey, $5,000 on $50. That's way too much.
On $55, yeah.
I think the waitress was in on it.
Oh.
Wow. So you think there's a cutback. Kevin, I like your style.
I think the Women's Network was clicking on all four cylinders right there. Like, hey, he broke your heart. Oh, you know how to get back at him. Boom.
And I'll split it with you. And
I like it even better.
Kevin, I like your style. All right, Kevin, thanks for calling, buddy. Man, Kevin smells a rat.
I know, but I like that plot twist. I really do. It's very Thelma and Louise.
It is, right? I'll split it. You pay. You get 20.
Yeah.
Wow. We don't know if that happened. We don't know. That's just Kevin,
He probably did the other waitress wrong, too. They probably all knew each other.
That's what it was.
Yeah, maybe.
Who, Kevin?
This guy? No, the guy. No, not Kevin.
Yeah,
the
Kevin
guy
seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, Kevin seems lovely.
He's very invested. All right, what's your take? Should the waitress return a big part of that $5,000? What do you say? Give us a call.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson and LBF today. Brian's out. Back tomorrow. I'm scared. I am scared because so far, all the ladies are calling saying that waitress should keep it all $5,000.
Because we know, Bob.
Of
we know.
Ill-gotten goods or gains. Brenda, what's your take? Should she keep the $5,000 or return it to the poor sap?
Well, she probably should return it because I used to do chargebacks and credit cards, and the restaurant's going to be held liable. He's not going to have to pay a dime. If it's unauthorized and she used his card and they didn't check the signature or even look at the card,
the restaurant's going to be on the hook for the money, so they're probably going to fire her anyway if she doesn't give the money back. So.
Oh, I wow. see. Well, they're the dummies who authorized it. Like they,
right,
you know, so they're at fault too. I mean, if it's like a mom and pop place,
yeah, he's not on the hook at all because he didn't do anything wrong. The restaurant took the car; they didn't check it, so he'll charge it back. You know, he'll win. The restaurant will end. The credit card company will pass it off on the merchant. The merchant didn't do their due diligence, so they're going to end up being be responsible for the charge anyway.
There we go. So, thank you, Brenda. All right, Carolyn, what's your take?
That's depressing.
You threw some water on you, didn't you?
I know. You yucked my yum. Yeah. I loved this.
All right, Carolyn, what do you think?
Hi, good morning. I was saying I'm with Kevin on this because something doesn't seem right that she didn't just use the card of mine for a ticket back to New York. Like, why didn't she just do the ticket to New York? That's only a couple hundred.
Do you think
why
she was in cahoots with the waitress, right?
Right.
That's
yeah,
what Kevin
yeah.
Thought.
Plot
why
twist.
Why a $5,000 charge? Why not just, if you have the card, why not just, you know, use your phone, go online, book your ticket, and go home?
Yeah. Good point.
Good use. All right, good point. Thank you, Carolyn.
Some
all right.
detectives
Robin,
out there.
What's your take, Robin?
I think she should have just put her plane tickets and everything else on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Credit card.
If she had the card.
$5,000. I'm not paid for it anyway.
I'm not positive that she was a sort of a forward thinker like that. I think that it was in the moment sort of thing.
Kind of a party girl down there on a, you know.
I mean, we're just Florida
weekend.
Woman.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Robin. Yeah. Just buy the plane ticket.
I know.
There you go.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. So that's it. I think, unfortunately, I know you didn't want to hear what Carolyn had to say.
I didn't.
That the money will probably go back.
Well, if it's
on
like a
card.
Big chain, yeah. Big deal.
But the waitress should just run. If I were you.
Exactly.
All right, you ready to take a look at some trouble spot traffic?
I sure am. It's brought to you by Dodge Power Dollars. Okay, it's slow from 93 South Leverett Circle. There is an accident at Route 44 on 24 North in Rainham, and Masspike East, there's an accident at Newton Corner. Get Dodge Power Dollars with a new Dodge vehicle purchase. The math is simple. For every horsepower of your new vehicle, you'll get $10 off. Peeling out in a Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Redeye, wow, you just got $7,970 off.
You know, what we can't show the listeners is the smirk on this girl's face on her mugshot. Because she
That's
did
a good one.
Not the waitress, but the alleged girlfriend.
Yeah,
smirking.
She's happy with herself. Yeah. Satisfied.
That is not a remorseful face. Stacey, what's your take? Should she give the $5,000 back?
I think the waitress should not give the $5,000 back, but I do think that the ex-girlfriend that wrote the $5,000 should be liable for it.
Well, that's no fun.
Oh, yeah. So.
I get revenge is sweet, and I'm all for that. But, I mean, come on. She had to have known. Like, that's a crappy move right there. So she should definitely. The waitress should not pay for that. That's all on her end.
Oh, so the waitress should keep the $5,000.
Yeah, and then the girl who gave it to her basically should pay the boyfriend back.
I could live with that. That's nice. You like?
I know. It's not. That's why revenge doesn't really work out.
No, it doesn't. Oh yeah, I saw LBF sorting the laundry. It is sorted. If you know what I'm saying, it's brought to you by Cumberland Farms, LBF. What do
this
you got?
This is the only laundry I like doing, by the way.
Dirty laundry.
All right, so we've got Dancing with the Stars controversy. Liam Hemsworth, I'm beginning to feel real bad for that guy. But first up, 60 million reasons why you shouldn't cheat on your wife if you are a celebrity. And Exhibit A, Kevin Hart. So this is what's happening. In 2017, someone tried to blackmail Kevin Hart with a video of him having relations with a woman in a hotel room. That man was a friend of Kevin's, and he was charged with extortion. But now the woman from the video is suing Kevin for $60 million, claiming Kevin was in on it. This was in 2017. By the way, Kevin Hart had married his current wife in 2016.
Right.
He was in Vegas.
And she was pregnant. What? Right?
Yeah,
am I right
exactly.
about that? Yeah.
Come on. It's like, I can't really watch Jumanji without thinking of how much of a jerk he is. Anyway, he was with this woman.
The new Jumanji.
Yeah, the new one.
Okay, good.
Exactly.
Watch the old one. Okay.
Montia Sabag was the woman. Anyway, so there was a video. Kevin apologized for being unfaithful. He and his wife are still together. He denies anything having to do with this video. But he's being sued for $60 million. No word from what he's going to do about that.
$60 million.
Well, you know what? It's like when you're asking for like a raise. You just go to the highest.
Go big.
Yeah. You know, go highest and then you can negotiate down.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. But he said he was being extorted, so it's kind of hard to prove that he was in on it.
I feel bad for his wife because, I mean, I think we were talking about this. You go into, if you decide to marry a celebrity who has a history of cheating on his girlfriends and spouses, and you decide to marry this person, do you go in with eyes wide open and think, well, this is probably, I'm going to have to turn the other way a lot of times? I think you have to, other than maybe they have an open relationship, which I doubt.
You can't be surprised. So the next guy who marries, you know, Miley Cyrus can't say, wow, she came in like a wrecking ball.
Right. Like, so if the person has a history, then you got to look at it that way. I guess.
You know what?
That's I don't know. It's all very confusing, which is why.
You take a test drive, you're fine.
I'm not married to Kevin Hart. All right, speaking of Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth learned about his split from social media.
Wow.
He was blindsided when Miley's people announced the separation back on August 10th.
He didn't know.
The breakup wasn't expected, but it was headed that way, but he just, that's how he found out. That's the worst.
Didn't he see what everybody else saw? Is that what you're talking about? The pictures with the other woman that
she had made an announcement on social media, and then the next day the pictures came out.
Isn't that nice? Ugh. You might want to phone a friend like Liam.
Yeah, I know.
Just saying.
Terrible people, these Hollywood
people.
I'm
old school. What can I say?
And finally, the controversy on Dancing with the Stars. We couldn't have a Dancing with the Stars season without something. And this time, it's Christy Brinkley. She broke her arm and she fractured her shoulder. And her daughter, Sailor, who's the carbon copy of Christy Brinkley, except younger, took her place, did a good job last night. But Wendy Williams has none of it. And this is what she had to say about the whole thing. Oh, that's not it.
No, that's
it's right
not
here.
Christy Brinkley, she's 65. She fractured her shoulder and her wrist. Practicing over the weekend. Well, that looked fake as hell. Okay. Let me tell you what I see. I don't see a wrist and a shoulder being fractured. But that was real cute. Listen, here's my thought, okay? I think what Christy did was she signed up for Dancing with the Stars knowing that she put her daughter Sailor in there. Now, you know, Sailor is beautiful. Sailor is a Sports Illustrated model. But that's not as big as being a Jenner, like a Kendall Jenner.
So she's trying to help her daughter Sailor's career, which is a nice thing. I mean, breaking your wrist and shoulder, that's a good mom.
Yeah, I know.
Do that for her.
Wendy.
Christy's denying it, saying she's totally shocked
by
Wendy's.
She's hurt, right. Does she have to show Wendy the x-rays? Would that be it?
I know.
Maybe we'll do that.
Sailor danced to Uptown Girl.
How'd she do?
She did a good job. I love that song.
Uptown Girl.
Good video.
That's not even her dad. Her dad is the
architect cheater from Long Island.
The cheater from Long Island with the good hair.
The theme today is cheating husbands and wives.
There you go.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Okay, we got Mark. I think it's Giorgini. Is that right, Mark?
Close enough. Giorgini, yeah.
Giorgini. I tried too hard. Dang, I hate when I do that.
So you're Irish.
Yeah. from Merrimack, New Hampshire. All right, Mark, you ready to play Super Smart in 60 seconds? You are good. You're a glazer. What's a glazer? Yeah.
I do glass work, doors and windows and anything that's glass, usually in office buildings.
Oh,
I thought it was donuts. That's disappointing.
Who doesn't like a glazed donut?
Right, exactly. But thanks for the windows.
All right, Mark, here's how the game works. You know, you give you 60 seconds to get 10 questions right. If you get them all right in 60 seconds, you win $1,000. Mark, are you super smart?
Well, we're going to find out in 60 seconds.
Yes, we are. Hey, that's my job. Okay, Mark, here we go.
What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
When is Halloween?
October 31st.
Who turns the letters on Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White.
Who directed Goodfellas?
Martin Scorsese.
In what state was Bruce Springsteen born?
New Jersey.
What folk hero is said to live in the Sherwood Forest?
Robin Hood.
What state's nickname is Old Dominion?
Virginia.
How old was Barack Obama when he became president?
Pass.
True or false, Pete Rose was banned from baseball for life for gambling on baseball?
True.
What's the term for mass per unit volume?
Pass.
How old was Barack Obama when he became president?
45.
What's the term for mass per unit volume?
capacity.
Okay, you finished in time, but you got two wrong.
You were on fire,
though.
Wow.
That was good.
Eight
I thought for sure you were going to make it.
It's terrible.
I know. I'm sorry. But you should really feel proud of yourself because you got eight. And, you know, you tried. Barack Obama was 47 when he became president. So close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, as they say. But the what's the term for mass per unit volume? This was tricky. Density.
You're close.
Oh, right.
Man.
We had to throw a math thing in there. I mean, we could all be Martin Scorsese's in New Jersey's. But you did awesome.
Too.
You did a really good job.
You did a good job, Mark. I mean, I think you did great. So 8 out of 10 is a pretty high watermark
for
us.
That's really good. Really
good. Bragging rights.
Yes, exactly.
You go ahead and, you know. And tell everybody at work today.
Exactly. Tell all the Glazers.
I will.
All right.
Mark, don't go anywhere. We got a 4-pack of tickets. Do you have kids? Or
I do. I have two.
Oh, well, look at this. You got tickets to SpongeBob Musical playing the Box Center Wang Theater. That's October 15th through the 27th.
Four tickets to that?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Bob, that's a really good show.
Mark, that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah,
sounds
SpongeBob. Good. Okay. All those Nickelodeon series that bright humor and heart. For more information to purchase tickets, everybody else visit BoxCenter.com. Mark, great job. 8 out of 10. You came so close to being super smart in 60 seconds.
He's
my
super smart. He's
not
bad. Pretty
just
super smart.
Just moderate smart. Moderate smart.
You're close. You're better than that. You're B-plus material.
B-plus. Hey. I've done pretty well on a C-plus. So, you know, it's okay, Mark. Hey, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That's not bad right there.
No.
The stumper was density. What's the term for mass per unit volume? You can't wrap your head around that.
Well, I can't for sure.
No, no.
I mean, some people can.
We're too dense.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I should have known.
Yeah, right? Okay, if you think you're super smart in 60 seconds, do what Mark did. Just go to WROR.com. Enter to there for your chance to win. If we call you, you have a shot at $1,000 if you're super smart, of course.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
What are you eating over there?
It smells good. It's so good.
What is it?
It's these little egg white things from Costco with spinach.
Oh, did you have a sample and you fell in love?
Yep.
Okay. You're the first person to actually buy the sample.
Yes, I know. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll. Well, that's good, LBF, because the first cool thing is, by the way, this is brought to you by Subway.
Ooh, yum.
Yum. This is good. Never make a big decision on an empty stomach. That's what researchers out of Scotland are saying. If you have a big decision to make, here's some advice. Eat 5 donuts first, okay? Or whatever you want.
No, you should never make any decision when you're hungry, because most people, when they're hungry, are hangry.
You're hangry. Researchers found that when people were hungry, it made them more impatient. They wound up making dumber, more impulsive decisions. Isn't that true?
Which is why I never go hungry.
That's why you look at the menu before you go to the restaurant. Eat before you go to the restaurant. Yeah, researchers say people generally know when they're hungry they shouldn't go food shopping because they're more likely to make some really
bad choices. Out of control when I do that.
You can't.
It's so bad.
You got to eat before you go.
I know.
Or sample.
That's why I go to Costco.
There you go.
I eat and shop and everyone's happy.
Everybody's happy. What do you got?
Okay. Why do residents of Churchill, Manitoba never lock their car doors? Are they just
a trusting group of people? Why?
No. Trusting maybe a really safe environment. Even when they're parking their cars overnight, they never lock their doors.
In Manitoba. Okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
If fellow residents of the polar bear capital of the world are being chased by a hungry bear, they can always take refuge in any parked car on the street.
That is awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
So if you're being chased by a polar bear...
Any car.
You can be rest assured.
Or if you really want to go on a crime spree, any
just
car.
Go any car. Just hope the polar bear doesn't chase you.
Isn't that crazy? That's
really cool. I like it.
I know.
Yeah. Not the polar bear so much.
Three cool things. I held up my end of the deal.
Next time we're in Manitoba. And finally, a beer a day could help your diabetes at bay. A scientific review finds drinking alcohol in moderation can improve glucose metabolism. One beer a day is what they're saying.
Yeah, one of anything is fine.
Yeah.
It's 10 of everything.
That's where we go bad. Alcohol can be dangerous for diabetics by causing other complications, So critics of the research are advised to, you know, again, do it in moderation.
That's
if you can keep
problem.
It to a glass a day. With dinner.
I'm like more is more type of person.
Well, you don't have diabetes yet.
Oh, jeez. Okay,
fine. I'm aware
of. I don't like beer.
All right, here. So I mentioned to you, my neighbor went on a safari. He went to South Africa. And he saw a lion chasing an impala. It was so close. The impala actually jumped on the hood of the Jeep. And a lion chased after it.
Really?
And then dinner was had.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he said it was amazing, most scary thing he's ever done.
I'll bet.
So you'd go on one?
I'm on the fence.
I'm on the fence. Yeah. I'm not so
I
sure.
I would like to, in
theory. I like room service. I'm
I
not
do
sure.
Too.
I'd miss that. Hey, okay, ROR, what's up?
So a lion was able to chase after an impala?
Yeah.
Like, is that the kind of car?
Oh, wow.
That's what he said. No, not the car. The car wasn't an Impala.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
No, no. He wasn't chasing the Chevy. No, it was a Jeep. The lion jumped for the Impala. And you know what happened?
Yeah.
What?
The lion caught the Impala.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was lunchtime on the safaris.
Oh, yuck.
I think the lion can probably catch today's Impala.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But I don't think it can catch a 1975 Impala.
No.
I don't think so. Nope.
Not with a Hemi. No. Car guy. I love it.
Isn't that funny?
Real thing.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. Sunny today, high 68, down to 55 tonight. I like it. You like it?
I like it.
Yeah, good sleeping weather. Like now. All right. Let's do this tough trivia question.
Okay, 20% of people admit they keep these around their house just for show.
What was your first answer?
Treadmill.
Treadmill, okay, good.
I mean, I can't believe, treadmill.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
a good answer, but that ain't it. Jim, what do you say?
Magazines.
Not it. You're in the right territory, though. Right room. All right, Connor, what's your answer?
Candles.
LBF candles. That's what they're there for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's for light.
Sorry, Connor. All right, Joan on the phone. That should be your DJ name. Hey, Joan, what's your answer?
I think it's books.
Books?
Yes.
Just for show? Show how super smart you are?
Yeah.
LBF, is that the right answer?
That is the right answer.
You got it. Joan.
Great.
All right, Joan. Yeah, it's books. You know, it's how smart you are.
Yeah, people put a couple of Hemingways around and think you're brilliant. when, in fact, you're reading Sweet Valley High. I get it.
Exactly.
Hey, you want to join us Thursday night at D's Keys?
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, you have four passes so you can bring three friends with you after work. 6 to 9, D's Keys, South Boston. All right, Joan?
6 to 9, okay.
Bring your friends.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, hang on. Look forward to meeting Joan.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, so books. People
bring a book.
Yeah, bring a book. Do not bring a book, Joan. We're going to have a good time. Yeah, dueling pianos. We have dinner.
Yeah,
right?
It's great. It's like entertainment, dinner.
There might be a few drinks.
Exactly.
We might take selfies.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It's 80s and more. The great Cars. Of course, that was Ben Orr singing that, but Rick, you know, Ocasek wrote most of them, if not all of them. It's kind of a bummer, especially for Boston. You're seeing it everywhere, Facebook. You know, people love the Cars.
I know.
My top five bands, no doubt.
Really?
Yep. You had some story, something about Rick.
Yeah, there's an update. The New York Medical Examiner's Office said Rick died from heart disease. Mm. He had hypertensive and cardiovascular disease. He had pulmonary emphysema as well, and all those things contributed to his death. Apparently, he was recovering from some sort of surgery, and he was resting at home. His two sons were there with him, and when his estranged wife, Paulina, came in to check on him, he was gone. So,
he was cold already, you said, right? So he'd been gone for a while.
Yeah.
That's so bad. And we're still seeing either he was 70 or 75. I thought he was 70.
I mean, he was according to all reports, he was born in 1949, but maybe he was older than we thought.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Age is just a number.
No, it's not.
I got to tell myself that. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, his music will live on, that's for sure, right here on WROR. Don't forget that today, Huey Lewis is your 80s artist of the day. Listen for Huey. Again, 11 o'clock for your shot at $1,000 when Julie gives you the keyword to text in at 45911.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.